Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we are picking up our study and consideration here in Mark chapter 13. Verse 32, the Lord Jesus is there in Jerusalem. The disciples point out to him the temple and the great construction of the temple. The Lord talks and says about these great buildings, that there'll be not one stone left upon another. They'll all be thrown down. The disciples ask him about, when's this going to be? The Lord says, don't be deceived. There'll be many Christs, so-called, that will come, and there'll be many things that'll happen, war and among nations, and the beginning of sorrows, as the Lord Jesus Christ calls it. He tells the disciples plainly that the Lord's people, they, including all the way to this time, will be brought before the government of the world, and the Lord says, don't think in advance what account you'll give or what you'll answer. The Spirit of God will give it just at the moment that it's needed. He tells about end times when the Antichrist sits there in Jerusalem in the temple and desecrates that place again there amongst the Jews. He tells about the great affliction and the 70th week of Daniel and the time of Jacob's trouble and the persecution and affliction of the nation of Israel. He tells about that time and how great the tribulation and trial will be for his nation, and then how the Lord Jesus will come. And the Lord Jesus will come in the clouds, he and his angels and his saints coming with him. And then he says here in verse 30, verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. And, you know, we wonder about what the Lord means by that. You know, is he talking about the brethren there that he's talking to, or the brethren that begin to see these things, that all these things will be accomplished in a short period of time, just a handful of years? You know, we wonder about that. We know that we are closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ than we ever have been before. And as John said there in closing the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, and to him, even so come, Lord Jesus. Jesus says here in verse number 31, heaven and earth shall pass away. So if you put your stock in this world, understand it's going to pass away. It's going to be burned up by the Lord ultimately. And where will that leave you? Do you have a hope and a salvation, a deliverance that's beyond this world? If you do, if you have that in Christ, and I'm not talking about going off to Mars to live or to the moon to live, but if you have salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, indeed you have a home in heaven, a home in glory with the Lord. And as the song says, this world is not our home, we're just passing through. And that's the way it is with the child of God. And may we have our hearts right to know and understand that that's the case. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And so I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm trusting and resting in the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe those words are true. I believe we have them in the Bible, as we call it in our day, the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, inspired, ordained and inspired and given by God and to us to tell us the truth. So then we come to verse number 32, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. The disciples, this chapter starts with the disciples asking in verse number 4 of Mark 13, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? When? And what will it look like? And Jesus says, he tells them about what it will look like, but he says, but that day and that hour knoweth no man. Not even Jesus. He is a man. He is. He's God. But he has become a man also. No, not even the angels which are in heaven. The angels don't know. Neither the Son. I don't know. And that's hard for us to wrap our minds around. But as a man, the Lord Jesus doesn't know. And he sits there, he's subjected himself to become a man, and he is yet a man sitting at the right hand of the Father in glory. And he doesn't know the time, but the Father knows the time. Do you have a Heavenly Father that loves you? Do you have a Heavenly Father that sent the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior? Oh, I'm not talking about a flighty knowledge, a historical knowledge that Jesus is and Jesus came, as many say. And the thing is the Word of God is true. Yet the Word of God does not need to be abused. They say, well, Jesus died for the world. Yes, he did die for the world. He did die for the world in the sense that he is going to rescue his creation. And he is going to rescue and save sinners. But the thing is salvation is not a blanket wholesale thing. It's not, salvation is not possessed by every individual. Those that deny Christ, oh, Jesus died so that they might be saved. But if they don't repent of their sins and trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are not, nor will they be saved. And then ambivalent, apathetic individual that says, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But the thing is, if there's not a manifestation in the life of their faith in Christ and his gospel for the salvation of their souls, it's witnessed by their own lives and their own testimony that they have not been saved. So a cheap claim to Christ is not salvation. But repentance before God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will yield a life of repentance and faith. And how is it with you? Do you have a loving Heavenly Father? Do you believe and know that the Father sent the Son for your sake? I was just thinking about things before recording this session of the broadcast, that Jesus came and did what he did for me, the individual, Jim. He has saved me. And I believe and trust in him that he came to do what he did for me. And you know what? Everything that he did for me. If I would have been the only one to have saved, Jesus would have not done anything different. You that are saved, or hearing my voice, that's what Jesus did for you. Yes, Jesus is the Savior of the world. And on the list of Saviors of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only name that's on that list. Many others claim to be shown there on that listing. There are many conquerors, there are many rulers, there are many executives in the listing. We've got Forbes puts out their top 100, top 500 wealthiest people in the world. We've got lists that abound in the world. But when it comes to the list of the Savior, many would seek to attain to be on that list, but there is only one that is on that list, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world. If there's going to be salvation of anyone, it's going to be done by the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. No other can save as Jesus saves. And so then, he being the Savior, it comes down now to the individual, to you, to your soul, to your life, to your sins. Do you believe and do you have and know of a surety that the Father sent the Son and the Son willingly came and lived and then offered himself on the cross of Calvary, offered by his Father on the cross of Calvary, and men could not put him to death, but he yielded himself to be put to death, and he gave his life and shed his blood. Some 2,000 years ago, there on Golgotha, outside of Jerusalem, for the sake of sinners like you and me. Do you know and believe that he did that for you? You know what? If you do know and believe that he did that for you, it has changed and will have changed your life, your outlook, your behavior. Let me ask you this. Those that would, in a very nonchalant way, claim the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I believe Jesus came to save us all from our sins. those very sins that Jesus died for to and paid for, that one that would claim to have him as Savior, those very sins that Jesus came and died for and shed his precious blood for, the vice that men and women, and sad to say, boys and girls are involved with in our culture and in our day, those sins that Jesus came and gave his life for, are you still committing them? Are you still committing them? Would you willfully continue to pursue those sins that you claim that Jesus died for? Would you do that unto God, unto the Lord? Would you trample on such a gift in that way? Because there's many people that claim to be saved, and yet there's not been one change in their life. And they just go on in the same old wicked ways that they always lived in before. No change. No change. And the Lord Jesus Christ said unto the woman that was taken in adultery and brought to her, and it was unjust in the way that she was brought. Nevertheless, she was guilty of being a prostitute, a whorish woman. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, go and sin no more. Oh, and he meant it. The Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. And our pursuit of righteousness and holiness is not the means by which we are saved. But when a sinner has been saved, they will love the Lord and seek to be obedient to the Lord and will turn away from their wicked ways. He says here in verse number 33, take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Oh, sinner, do you have Jesus Christ as Savior? Are you ready for this time when Jesus is sent back by the Father? There'll be no continuance of life as we have known it when Jesus comes back. There'll come a time that the time of salvation will be past. And how will you be found? How will you be found? Will you be found in a lifetime of essentially mocking the salvation of the Lord and flippantly claiming the salvation of Jesus Christ and then face the Lord Jesus and he and you both know the truth that you are not saved? Repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, his gospel, for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.